Steve Bunin, Sean Salisbury, Hour 2 of Prime Cut on SB Nation Radio, SBNationRadio.com. After a breakthrough season last year, the Raptors primed once again for another deep run in the NBA playoffs. Off to a pretty good start, 4-2, despite the loss to Sacramento yesterday. And their head coach joins us now, Dwayne Casey. Dwayne, welcome to the show. It's Steve Bunin and Sean Salisbury. How are you today?
Steve, how you guys doing? How you doing, Sean?
Doing great, Coach.
Great.
Good to be with you.
It's great to have you with us. And before we ask about the Raptors, I just want to give you a personal sort of thank you. You may not remember this, but I hope you will. In your time in Seattle, so I'm from Seattle, and one of my great mentors in this business is Steve Kelly, the longtime sports columnist for the Seattle Times, right?
And oh, yeah.
So he speaks so highly of you, and you and the Sonics took in a boy that I was his high school basketball coach named Ari. He had brain cancer. This was like 01, 02, 02, 03. You guys took him into some practices and games, and it was a huge thing that you did for his family and his friends and for me and all his loved ones. So I just want to thank you. It's 15 years after the fact, but I want to thank you for being the good man that you are.
Steve, I tell you what, I remember that, and Steve is a dear, dear friend. And I'm upset with him now because he went into coaching. I thought he lost his mind that he got him went into coaching. So, but he is a good man, a good journalist, and a good coach now. He does a good job with his high school team and just a good friend. So, I remember that. I remember him bringing him to practice and getting him, you know, meeting him and his family. And, you know, that's been a while ago, but, I do remember that. And that's something, you know, the good things that Steve did, you know, he got a lot of flack by being a journalist, but he did a lot of good things behind the scenes for a lot of kids.
He sure did, and it's one of the reasons I really was always taken with him. And I followed your career for the longest time. And if you go back to even before that, late 90s with the Sonics, and you had the run in Minnesota, but you guys just didn't have the horses, then you win a title with Dallas as an assistant. How would you compare yourself as a coach, you know, mid-90s in the NBA, your first stint with Seattle, till now with the Raptors?
Oh, it's day and night. I think one thing, Steve, the game has changed so much. You know, the NBA has changed. Back at that time, it was far more just strictly ISO basketball. If you remember, guys, the court was cut in quadrants, and, you know, you were going to put your best player against their best defensive player in that one quadrant, and it was a lot of just standing around. But now with the new rules, and Commissioner Stern has changed the game so much that now you do have a lot of movement, freedom of movement. So your coaching philosophy, you know, from an offensive standpoint has had to change over the years, and from a defensive standpoint has changed. You know, now we can use a zone defense, which we use every once in a while now in the NBA and used it quite a bit when we were in Dallas and won the championship. So the game has changed a lot. Hopefully I've evolved as a coach. I think I have. I know I have. I've learned over the years, and I think the relationship with players today is different than it was then. You stay, you know, stay in closer touch by texting and that type of thing. And so there's a lot of this change in society as well as the NBA game itself.
And, Coach, you mentioned some of the changes, and another one that comes to mind to me is it's no longer a big man's game. I mean, college basketball has been a guard game for a while, especially the point guard. When you get into the NCAA tournament and they can take over a game, if I gave you your wish list, and I know, but the big man, an Anthony Davis, we all want, you know, if you could have that guy. But if I give you the best two guard in basketball or point guard, or the best big man, are you leaning guard or big man? Is there still room? Does the big man still dominate, or have we developed now into a guard game in the NBA?
I tell you, Sean, that is a great point because the game has evolved as what you said. Now, if I could have a big man who had Anthony Davis's skills or LeBron's, so people don't realize how big LeBron is.
Right.
You know, he's 6'8". Back in the old days, he'd probably be a power forward. And so he's 6'9". And so
he might have kept me in the league in football as my tight end, too, Coach. You never know.
I tell you what, he would protect you. I know that. He played in high school.
Yes.
He was a pretty good high school football player, right, from what I understand. So, but I would have a big wing, 6'7", 6'8", that could handle the ball and create his own shot and could pass the ball. If you had given me my druthers. And for us, though, Sean, we've got two young big guys, and Jonas Valanciunas and Jakob Poeltl from University of Utah that just came in this year are two of the, you know, young big guys that are in the league, and we utilize them. as much as possible. But again, the game is changing a lot. Both our big guys can go out on the floor, do some things. They can pass the ball. Jonas can shoot jump shots. Pirtle can shoot jump shots. So most big guys today have to be multi-talented, have multi-skills as far as to be able to go out on the floor. Because today, it's just your back to the basket game has gone away, as you pointed out, Sean.
And Dwayne Casey joining us, head coach of the Toronto Raptors, Steve Buenin, Sean Salisbury. All right, Coach, so you guys lose to Sacramento. Still first into the division. You're the three-time division champs in the Atlantic. But you got a tough run here. These next Thanksgiving, 8 of your next 10 on the road, including Cleveland, including Oklahoma City day after tomorrow. And then one of those two home games is Golden State next Wednesday. What do you need your team to come out of this 10-game run with?
Well, the thing about it is that's why last night was so tough. And you know, last year we had a problem with teams that were struggling and kind of got back on the heels a little bit. And last night we didn't play our best game, and Sacramento came out and played a very good game, which most teams do on the last game of their road trip. But we're going into a tough stretch, and what we got to do is regroup defensively. We're giving up way too many paint points, and now we're going against a guy in Oklahoma City and Russell Westbrook who lives in your paint. So we got to get back to being a defensive team, protecting the paint, and come out of this entire the group of games. And you forgot about the Cleveland and Golden State back to back. Those computers in New York didn't do us any favors when we play those two teams back to back. So, but we, you know, other than the record, we want to come out of this, you know, gelling defensively, gelling offensively, because right now we're not there. Right now, DeMar DeRozan, who's your fellow USC guy,
love him,
is playing at a high level. But we've got some other guys who are not playing well offensively, not shooting the ball well. So during this tough stretch, what we've got to do is get more people, you know, in rhythm, in line offensively, and definitely get back to our defensive rhythm. And I think being on the road sometimes brings you together. In this road trip, we're looking for this road trip to do that for us.
Coach, at the end of the year, I know health matters, and you got to have talent. You guys have that. But when the season ends, when we crown the champion, you're the champions. Will you guys have been? What will have been a tougher test? Fresher legs or battle tested? Which one matters more?
Wow, I tell you what, fresher legs and health is so much, so important. You know, that overcomes a lot. You know, but again, too, Sean, in NBA playoffs, you know, experience is something else. I know when we won the championship in Dallas, we had so many veteran players. I mean, we were an old team, and, you know, we took advantage of that because a lot of those guys had been there before. They had been to the finals. Jason Kidd had been to the finals with the Nets, and you know we had Dirk who had been there in the finals before, so they had been there. So nothing rattled them, and I know this year for our team playing against Cleveland, you know, it was a little shaky because we go into Cleveland and get thumped, and so the boat was really, you know, waving a little bit. So now we got to come back to Toronto, we could have gone either way. We could either gotten beat again, but our guys regrouped and we won two games here at home. But experience helps you win on the road in the playoffs, and battle-tested players who've been there many times will win on the roads in the playoffs, and that's very important. But your first claim is so important too: fresh legs and health. You got to have that, or you won't even get to, you know, to the experience part.
Well, you guys are off to another great start, 4-2 on top of the Atlantic Division, and again at Oklahoma City on Wednesday. Coach, we're out of time. We appreciate your time.
Great stuff.
Yeah,
Coach.
I'll say hi to Steve for you, and we hope you'll come back and do this again with us.
Make sure you do that. Call me anytime, guys. Enjoy your show, and Sean, I'll tell DeMar that I talked to a fellow Trojan.
Love him. All you simply say, fight on, baby. We're on. Thanks,
Dwayne Casey. Thank you for your time, Coach. That interview brought to you by Progressive, comparing rates to help you save. Now that's Progressive, and we're back after this.